Welcome. As I think back over God's work in my life, three words kind of sum it up. Initially, God was just irrelevant to me. Then he became inconvenient. And then, more recently, irresistible. So the first 13 years or so of my life, I was brought up going to church and things, but deep down, I just thought it was all a bit irrelevant, really. Much to my parents' sadness, they were faithful church members and praying for me, but I just didn't really see the point of it all. At about age 13, I went to a new school, and it was around then that I began to fall in love with the world and the pleasures of the world. And then God became inconvenient to me. I could sense his words wanted me to live in a different way, and he had different plans, but I didn't see the goodness of God's ways. I didn't see the beauty of Jesus and his words, and so God was very inconvenient for me. And I fell into lots of areas of sin, and most grievously to me, was treated my parents very unkindly and ungratefully. But for some reason, I occasionally turned up at a little Christian meeting at my school. I don't really know why. And there was one occasion, which I can remember like it was yesterday, as I was sitting in that room with the Bible on my lap. And the speaker was talking about what the Bible says about sin, how we turn away from God. And particularly this verse in James chapter 1, that sin leads to death. And those words from the Bible were just screaming out at me. And I knew that God was saying my sin was going to lead to my death. Not just physical death, but God's judgment. And that really made me sit up and realize that I was on a collision course with God. That summer, I agreed to go on a camp with my sister, my older sister. I'd actually been a couple of times before, but very much rejected what I'd heard. That third time, though, God had begun to change me and make my heart see my need for Jesus and what he'd done. And as it was explained, of what he achieved for me on the cross, by dealing with that sin and facing that death and that punishment for me, and all of a sudden God became irresistible. And I realized that I needed Jesus desperately, and he was offering all I ever needed for life and death and eternity through his death and resurrection. So that was when I was about 16. And since then, day by day, I've been seeing more of God's goodness and faithfulness to me. I keep letting him down, but he never lets down his people. So he's been faithful, and I trust he will be in the years to come.